由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome back to this broadcast.
欢迎你再次收听我们的节目。
We are glad you tuned in.
感谢你收听由麦克牧师主讲，由我万峰去即时传译的节目《天路导向》。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听我们节目的话，
We are in the middle of a series of messages entitled Ordinary People Who Prayed Extraordinary Prayers.
我们就是在一个系列的信息当中，我们现在讲的题目是平凡人非凡的祷告。
In our last several broadcasts, we looked at the prayer of Abraham's servant.
在过去四次的节目当中，我们谈到亚伯拉罕仆人以利以谢的祷告。
Today, we will begin examining the prayer of a woman by the name of Hannah.
今天我们要看一位妇女的祷告，她的名字叫做 Hannah。
Our study will be from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 to 28.
记载哈拿的经文是在《撒母耳记上》第一章第一节到第二十八节。
I want to begin by asking you a question.
让我在节目开始以前问你一个问题。
Have you ever shown graciousness to someone?
你有没有试过好心地去帮其他人？
But instead of showing you thankfulness, that person turned around and began to detest you?
但是你所帮助的人非但没有感恩图报，更加将你当作仇人这样。
If you've ever been in that situation, you will understand the situation Hannah found herself in.
如果你曾经遇上这样的遭遇，你应该就能够明白 Hannah 的处境。
Have you ever graced someone with a favor and instead of appreciation, they turned around and reviled you?
你有没有试过为其他人做过一件好事，但是他们非但不感激，更加去闹你一餐？
Have you ever exhibited generosity and magnanimous spirit to someone in need?
你有没有试过对有需要的人慷慨地施以援手？
Only to discover that that person turns on you using your very generosity to hurt you?
但是发现那个人竟然利用你的慷慨来重伤你。
If you have ever been there,
如果你曾经有过这样的经历，
you will understand the heart of a great woman in the Bible.
你就能够体会到圣经当中一位伟大的女性 Hannah 的心情。
This woman's name means graciousness or gracious.
Hannah 的名字就是慈爱怜悯的意思。
If your name is Hannah, now you know what your name means. It means gracious.
如果你的英文名是 Hannah, 即是 Hannah 的话，那你现在就知道你的名的意思了。
Hannah was a woman who was gracious and thoughtful.
Hannah 是一个满有恩慈又很会体贴其他人的妇女。
And yet her thoughtfulness was used against her.
但是她对人的体贴却是让别人攻击她的地方。
Hannah was a selfless woman.
Hannah 是一个完全不自私的女人。
And yet her selflessness was used to taunt her and to hurt her.
但是 Hannah 的宽宏大量却是被人讥讽伤害。
Let us listen to the word of God from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 to 28.
请听《撒母耳记上》第一章第一节到二十八节所记载神的话语，请听我读出。以法莲山地的拉马所非有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的元孙、托户的曾孙、以利户的孙子、耶罗罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一名哈拿，一名皮尼娜。 皮尼拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。这人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华。在那里有以利的两个儿子何弗尼、菲尼哈当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他的妻皮尼拿和皮尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是相分，因为他爱哈拿。无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育，皮尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就作他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，皮尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他丈夫以利加拿对他说：哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子更好吗？他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来。祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上。哈拿心里受苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归与耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祷告，以利定睛看他的嘴。原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利就对他说：你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说：主啊，不是这样，我的心里受苦，我是心里受苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前我倾心吐意。不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动受苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说：你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。哈拿说：愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不带愁容了。次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉马。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒姆耳，说：这是我从耶和华那里求来的。以利加拿和他全家都上示罗去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还所许的愿。哈拿却没有上去，对丈夫说：等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去召见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。他丈夫以利加拿说：就随你的意行吧，可以等儿子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。于是妇人就在家中乳养儿子，直到断了奶。既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，又带了三只公牛，一依法细面，一皮袋酒。那时孩子还小，宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。妇人说：主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前你在这里站着祈求的那个妇人就是我。我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我要将这孩子归与耶和华，使他终身归与耶和华。
Let me tell you a little bit about Hannah.
等我同你分享一下关于 Hannah 嘅事。
Hannah was the first wife of Elkanah.
Hannah 系以利加拿嘅原配妻子。
Elkanah was from the tribe of Levi.
以利加拿系属于利未支派嘅人。
In other words, they were Levites.
换句话讲，佢哋就系利未人。
How do we know that she was his first wife?
我哋点样知道 Hannah 系以利加拿嘅原配呢？
Because her name was mentioned first, and that was the custom in those days.
因为喺圣经当中，第一个提嘅妻子就系 Hannah， 而喺当时嘅习俗当中，系先会提起原配妻子嘅名字。
What was so significant about her being a Levite or coming from a Levite tribe?
究竟作为利未支派嘅人对我哋有咩启示呢？
In the Old Testament, this was the tribe of ancient Israel that God called to be priests.
最特别嘅意义就系喺旧约时代，神呼召咗以色列嘅利未支派专责去担任祭司嘅职务。
In the Old Testament, there were the tribe who were to intercede on behalf of the nation.
在旧约时代，利未支派就是代表整个以色列民族去向神献祭。
In the Old Testament, they were the ones that were given the responsibility to exercise priesthood in the truest sense of the word.
在旧约时代，利未支派的工作就是按照神的话来担当祭司的所有职责。
Today in the New Testament, all the people of Jesus Christ are priests.
但是根据新约圣经，今日所有相信基督的基督徒都是祭司。
All of those who are born again of the Spirit of God are priests.
所有在圣灵重生的信徒都是祭司。
We have equal access to God the Father.
我们都和祭司一样，去具有同样的特权，可以直接去到父神面前。
Not just a certain group of people or a certain profession.
在今日，不再是一群有特权的或者是特殊的人，才可以享有和神去直接沟通的特权。
We all are priests in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里面，每一个人都是祭司。
However, in the Old Testament times,
但是在旧约时代就不一样了。
All of the priests in Israel had to be Levites.
以色列的所有祭司都要是利未人。
We can see from the scripture that Elkanah was a godly man.
在圣经当中，我们知道以利加拿是一个敬畏神的人。
Although Elkanah was a godly man, yet he lived in the times of the judges.
虽然以利加拿是一个敬畏神的人，但是他却身处在以色列的士师时代。
In other words, he was living in wicked times.
换句话说，士师时代是一个充满罪恶的时代。
Why does this have significance?
那这件事对我们有什么重要的意义呢？
It means that even the godliest among us, when we allow the world to rub against us, we will be impacted by the world.
咁即係話，即使最虔誠、最敬畏神嘅人，如果俾依一個世界去影響佢嘅話，佢都會受到世界嘅衝擊。
When we allow ourselves to compromise with the world,
當我哋容讓自己去同世界妥協嘅時候，
Sooner or later, we will begin to do what the world does.
我们迟早就会跟着世界的洪流去走。
Elkanah was a godly man who lived in the days of the judges.
以利加拿是一个身处士师时代的敬畏神的人。
What about the days of the judges?
士师时代究竟是一个什么的时代呢？
The time of the judges was very similar to our days.
士师时代其实同我哋今日嘅环境系非常相似。
In those days, people rejected morality.
喺嗰个时代，啲人唔遵行道德。
In those days, all ideas had equal value and were considered to be the truth.
喺嗰个时代，所有嘅观念同思想都可以系真理。
In those days, they tolerated all kinds of sins and wickedness in society.
在那个时代，人类对社会上面所有的罪恶和所有的衰败、所有的堕落都加以包容。
In those days, the Bible said that everyone did what is right in their own eyes.
在那个时代，圣经说那些人全部任意而行。
This explains why Elkanah, though a godly man, practiced polygamy.
这个亦都说明了为什么以利加拿这一位敬畏神的人都有两个妻子。
Hannah, Elkanah's first wife, like all Hebrew women, had a burning desire to have a son.
就好像其他希伯来妇女一样，以利加拿的原配妻子 Hannah 好希望有一个儿子。
But she could not.
但是她仍然未有。
Was she thoughtful?
究竟 Hannah 是不是一个体贴人的人呢？
Yes.
一个很明显啦。
Was she gracious?
Hannah 是不是满有恩慈的人呢？
Yes.
一个亦都非常明显。
But was she right?
但是 Hannah 做得啱唔啱呢？
No.
这个很明显就是 Hannah 做错了。
Wrong is never right, no matter who does it.
错就是错，无论哪一个做的都是没有分别。
But the great thing about our God is that he is an overruling God.
但是我们的神是非常奇妙的，他绝对不会袖手旁观，他会介入我们的生命去改变我们。
The great thing about our God is that he is a forgiving God.
我们的神是非常奇妙，他是一位乐意宽恕的神。
But that does not make it right.
但是一个亦都不可以将错的当做啱的事。
The second wife's name was Peninnah.
以利加拿第二位妻子的名字叫做皮尼娜。
We do not know very much about her.
我们对她的认知不是非常详细。
However, we do know a few things about her.
但是我们知道有关她的一些事情。
We know that she bore Elkanah a lot of children.
我们知道她为以利加拿生了很多个仔。
We also know something else about her.
我们也都知道她另外一件事。
She was cruel and ungracious as much as Hannah was gracious.
她和 Hannah 正好相反，她是一个刻薄和没有怜悯心肠的人。
She had a scurrilous tongue.
她很喜欢闹人。
She used her tongue like a dagger to pierce Hannah's heart.
她用尖酸的言辞让 Hannah 心如刀割。
She let words be more powerful than bullets.
她闹人的话更犀利过子弹。
The writer of 1 Samuel thankfully does not dwell very long on Peninnah.
幸好撒母耳记上的作者没有花太多篇章去描述皮尼娜的故事。
He moves quickly to tell us more about Hannah.
作者很快就跟我们讲关于 Hannah 的事。
He tells us that the taunting and the mocking of Hannah by Peninnah caused Hannah to water her pillar with tears.
他跟我们讲皮尼娜对 Hannah 的嘲笑和讥讽，成日使 Hannah 哭泣。
My listening friends, listen to me very carefully, please.
亲爱的朋友，请你好留心地听我去讲。
Discontentment with God's plan for our lives always brings trouble.
如果我们对神为我们定的计划不满意，我们会遇见更多更多的麻烦。
Trying to improve on God's perfect will in our lives is a sure way for peace and joy to flee from our lives.
如果我们尝试将神在我们身上完美的旨意加以修改，我们肯定会令到平安和喜乐 在我们生命当中流走。
A worldly lifestyle will cause true happiness and true contentment to flee from our homes.
俗世的生活方式会让真正的喜乐和满足从我们家中去流走。
What I want you to look at with me and learn from is what Hannah did in the time of her brokenness and pain.
我好想你和我一起去看阿哈娜在她面对绝望痛苦的时候她们怎样做。
For this is the subject of this broadcast.
而这个就是我们今天节目的主题。
Hannah was a woman whose brokenness and humility drove her to the knees of prayer.
Hannah 就是因为面对耻辱和破碎的心让她去到神面前去跪下向神祷告。
Hannah was a woman whose deep hurt and taunting by Peninnah led her to place all of her trust in God.
Hannah 就是因为她被皮尼娜所伤害令到她更加去倚靠神。
Hannah was a woman who, when she experienced rejection and humiliation by the very person that she was gracious to,
Hannah 被她善待的人皮尼娜所排斥和凌辱。
Instead of becoming bitter,
Hannah 在这个受苦悲伤的境况当中
she turned to the throne of grace.
她不是继续给自己去受苦而是转到去神的施恩宝座前面。
Hannah was a woman who, when she found herself in the den of misery,
Hannah 当面对困境的时候
She turned her misery into a prayer chamber.
她将她的困苦变作祷告。
Someone called the Bible the world's gallery of lasting fame.
有人说圣经就是永恒的世界名人录。
And Hannah occupies a conspicuous place in that gallery.
显然地 ,Hannah 在其中占有一个相当重要的地位。
There's one thing about Hannah that must have been true.
Hannah 有一种特质是非常真确的。
She must have had an inner serenity in the midst of her pain.
在痛苦的时候她的心中仍然有宁静就是一种特质。
That serenity showed up on her face.
这一种内在的宁静亦都在她面上面去流露出来。
Hannah is a beautiful example of how the most unpleasant circumstances in life can produce character.
Hannah 俾我哋一个好好嘅榜样，因为佢喺困境当中能够流露出佢美善嘅品格。
This is the kind of character that blesses the whole world for many generations.
而喺历世历代以嚟，呢一种美德造就咗世界上面好多好多嘅人。
We are being blessed right now by reading about this great woman.
当我们在今天天路导向的节目去了解一位女性的事迹的时候，我们亦都会因此蒙福。
There are several things about Hannah's prayer that I want to share with you.
有关 Hannah 的祷告，我还有好几方面想和你分享。
But I will not be able to do that in this broadcast.
但是在今天的天路导向当中，我已经不够时间了。
So tune in next time when I will tell you several very special things about Hannah's prayer.
所以请你下次继续收听，我就会讲到 Hannah 祷告的特点。
But as we leave you, let me ask you this.
但是在我们今天节目结束之前，让我问你一个问题。
Are you suffering unfairly?
你是否正在遭受不公平的待遇呢？
Are you being falsely accused?
你现在是否被人所诬蔑呢？
Today you can turn your pain into prayer.
无论如何，你所有的困苦，请你在今日将它转化为祷告。
Today you can turn your tears into cheers.
今日你就可以将眼泪变为喜乐。
How?
怎样可以这样做呢？
By putting your complete trust in Jesus Christ.
就是要完完全全的信靠耶稣基督。
And as we meet again, I pray for God's richest blessings.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候，让我送一首歌俾你。
我望着前路，是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时，神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想未来到人。挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时，神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到人。
今集的天路导向就来到这里，如果你对今日的节目有什么意见，或在读经的时候遇到什么的疑难，请你发信到电台的地址给麦克牧师，或者给我万峰就可以了。今天的节目的时间就到这里，再见。